If I can show something that he never dreamed of in life, neither he nor any other man who has ever lived, what more proof do you need of the resurrection? For it's not uncommon or startling that one in life, being a king with an army, could achieve victories and triumphs. But to accomplish great feats across every land and sea after death and burial is truly awe-inspiring, proving his divine and untellable power. Alexander, even after his death, was unable to restore his fragmented and extinct kingdom. But it was Christ who, most especially after his death, set up his kingdom. Moreover, he allowed his followers to shine after their deaths as well. Show me Alexander's tomb and tell me the day he died. But the graves of Christ's followers are renowned, occupying the most loving of cities. Their death dates are well known to us, marking celebrations for the world. Even those from far reach know of these tombs. These saints' resting places are more splendid than the king's palaces, not just in their size and beauty, but in the devotion of those who visit. Royalty often visit these tombs, laying aside their egos and begging these dead saints to advocate for them with God. They implore these dead tent makers and fishermen to be their benefactors. So would you dare to call the master of these men dead when even after they've passed, their aid is sought by the world's kings? These instances aren't just seen in Rome, but in Constantinople also. There, Constantine the Great believed he was honoring his son greatly by burying him at the entrance of the fisherman's tomb. More significant than physical palaces are these tombs in their spiritual draw. Rich or poor, men or women, free or enslaved, they attract all. Stepping across the threshold of these hallowed tombs immediately lifts one's thoughts to God, to his heavenly kingdom, his angelic hosts, and his unapproachable glory. The remains of these saints don't just possess rudimentary power over earthly matters, they have instead a much greater capacity. For they call upon demons, torture them, and free humans from the worst of bonds. Thus, the power of these saints, even dead, is evident from the powerlessness of sinners, even alive. So flee from wickedness that you may have power over such evil, and pursue virtue with all your strength. If the state of things is this way here on earth, imagine what it will be like in the world to come. May we all reach eternal life through the grace and love towards humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ, with whom comes glory, might, honor, unending in the Father along with the Holy Spirit. Amen.